Iran says the U.S. leadership has reached the conclusion that threats and sanctions will in no way affect Iran's goal of developing a peaceful nuclear energy program. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Washington has threatened Iran with direct or indirect military action and has imposed unfair sanctions against Iran. Palestinian activists have started removing and destroying Israeli food products in the occupied West Bank as part of a boycott campaign against Israel. According to boycott leader Abdullah Kamel, activists will visit every shop in the region and will confiscate products from six major Israeli food companies. Israel has ordered the demolition of 14 Palestinian homes near East Jerusalem al-Quds as part of its settlement expansion plans. The Israeli civil administration has told Palestinians in the Kiryat Rahib area to destroy their own homes immediately, otherwise Tel Aviv will do so at their own expense. The Ukrainian foreign minister says that he doesn't see much chance for the European brokered truce with the militias to hold long. Pavlo Klimkin said the militias are backed by Russia and continue to violate the ceasefire by shelling government positions. Kiev said it's lost three soldiers in the past 24 hours. Iraqi armed forces backed by volunteer fighters are engaged in fierce clashes with the ISIL terrorists as they push towards the city of Tikrit. The government forces have recaptured four districts and a village in Salahuddin province, very close to the capital Tikrit. This is the army's biggest offensive to retake Tikrit. Mexico calls on the United States to follow transparent investigations into the killing of three Mexican immigrants at the hands of U.S. security forces. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says reports show the deaths of the three Mexican nationals involved excessive use of force by U.S. police. And Greece says it will accelerate submitting its reform proposals to international creditors to unlock vital loans. Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis says he has prepared six different amendments. Earlier, Eurozone chief said Athens could tap EU loans before the April deadline by presenting its reform progress.